Lesson 4, Get Ready. Crawford is outspoken and a bold witness for Christ. Raised in a strict Christian home, he was nurtured in the faith by his mother and grandfather. Crawford was given the nickname of Candid by his family because he told it like it was. He did not care who he was talking to. Crawford would call out wrong without apology. When Crawford returned to school last fall, he was appointed resident assistant. During the meeting with the dorm residents, Crawford introduced himself, telling about his hobbies and that he was a Christian. Crawford recognized Darren from high school. Darren was a freshman when Crawford was in his senior year. Darren joined the Christian club at their high school and led many of the student outreach programs for the club. When Crawford began noticing Darren's wild and ungodly behavior, Crawford called him out. Darren resisted Crawford's message when confronted and continued with his sinful behavior. One weekend, when Darren had failed to return texts from his mother, Crawford was asked to check on Darren. Darren was found sleeping off another wild night. Crawford told Darren to repent of his sin and get back on the mission of sharing the message. Crawford advised Darren to avoid situations, activities, and friends that tempted him to sin and to get his life in order because Jesus could come back at any time. At the end of the summer, Crawford received in his social media inbox a message from Darren, thanking Crawford for being there for him during his first year in college. Darren is back on campus and is now living a life that is bearing witness to a life of repentance. Crawford informed Darren that he is taking his final semester virtually, but that Darren should pick up where Crawford left off. Darren has taken up the challenge and is boldly declaring and sharing Jesus on campus. College students of all ages are responding by repenting, accepting Christ, and being baptized. Discussion questions. 1. Are we generally resistant to messages that confront sin and call for repentance? Explain. 2. Discuss why repentance is necessary. 3. How are you allowing your life to bear witness to a life of repentance?